about those massive flooding in West Auckland. I want to welcome Tākuta Will Flavel to Irirangi Wāte and Me Tuku Mihi Ki a koe. Dr. Will, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, whai, ngā mihi nui ki a koe.
Well, massive flooding in West Auckland, a little bit sort of west, northwest from where you might be, but you probably got the entail of it. We actually saw it coming across. We're in South Auckland here, saw the lightning and the thunder. So how are our whānau doing up your way in Kumeu way? How are they doing?
Well, actually, you know, it was just down the road from where I was living, so actually Henderson, Rānui, and Massey, for example, are places where the floods hit pretty hard. And so we had about 50 to 60 whānau who had to evacuate. And so past midnight last night, we had firefighters out there. I contacted Auckland Transport, and Auckland Transport had contractors out there to ease the pressure of the flooding on the roads. And so, it was quite disastrous. And I'm very lucky that we were able to establish a emergency shelter here in Henderson, the Henderson Council building, where whānau are still able to go if they've got no place to go. But we saw last night that many of the people evacuated to the houses of their friends and whānau and the shelter as well.
So has it receded now? Are whānau able to go back into their whare? It will take a really big clean-up job, no doubt, as well, too. I mean, that's probably already started.
Yeah, so driving around this morning and this afternoon, you could see the massive damage. There are a couple of roads that are still closed. We had Halton Fogan, for example, working to ensure that the slips were managed correctly. There are roads that are still closed, unfortunately. Looking at the photos and the videos from last night, you can see massive water damage in people's homes. So I think a couple of days from now, we'll see the aftermath and the damage. Playgrounds, for example, have a lot of damage too. So it is very concerning.
Yeah, it's going to cost as well too. So hopefully insurance companies have kicked in. Have you heard any complaints about our whānau not being able to contact insurance companies?
Yeah, I mean, there were opportunities where whānau can actually ring an 0800 number, 0800-222-2200. That's the Auckland Council emergency number. So I would contact that number first. But, for example, there were worried people that they had not heard from their whānau living in those particular areas. So my alohas to them, and hopefully they're okay. I haven't heard any insurance stories yet, but leave it for a couple of days and we're going to notice what they actually may entail.
Okay, so slips and slides, roads washed out, that's a big job for Auckland Council.
Yeah, it's a big job, and because we're at level four at the moment, although I had to let whānau know that the evacuations will override any restrictions related to COVID-19 because it's their health and well-being that is paramount, so they had the right to evacuate, and from there, hopefully, we'll be able to support them as a local board member, but also see what Auckland Council can do.
So I can't remember this happening before in that area. Happened here?
There was a couple of years ago, we had a big flash flood in New Lynn, which created massive problems there. So for example, there were shops and buildings that had to permanently close. There were issues around infrastructure in New Lynn. So over the next couple of days, perhaps weeks, we'll have to identify what happened here. But it caught me by surprise. I did not expect it at all. And I wasn't paying too much attention to the weather until I got a lot of alerts and messages from my community wanting to see how I can help.
There has to be some kind of infrastructural impact, or the impact of infrastructure development, drainage, diversion of natural tributary waterways impacting on overflow. I mean, we're seeing a lot of development in and around these areas, and so this has got to have some kind of environmental impact.
We've got heaps of housing development out here. happening in West Auckland. And you can say it's a good thing because it's really important to house our whānau, but at the same time, we know that infrastructure has let us down. In the past, we haven't had the full resourcing of infrastructure, hence the reasons why, for example, our infrastructure has continues to let us down. And so, you know, I think that's a really big conversation what we need to have in terms of putting resources and funding to ensure for future generations. But that requires money. That may require a raise in our rates, because that's perhaps the only way that we can actually save enough money to ensure that our infrastructure is stable for a really growing tamaki makaurau.
So traditionally, or, you know, Ingarauamua is the area. Was it naturally a waterway anyway, and we've just built on top of it, and so that will then have an effect, you know, it's got to go somewhere, the water.
Yeah, I mean, West Auckland's well known for its creeks and its streams, and it levers off to the Waitemata Harbour, so we're well aware that we are surrounded by water. Looking at the pictures from last night, many of those rivers had been overflown, and which had caused distress to many of the neighbouring properties out there as well. So I can only imagine a lot of our community are out there sort of trying to get rid of the extra additional water on their property and then in their homes.
When do you think it will be back to, you know, normal for our whānau, if at all?
Yeah, that's really difficult to say. With the restrictions of lockdown, it's very difficult for many people to actually access the resources to support them in the cleanups and with insurance issues, etc. Hopefully, when we get perhaps to level two, perhaps that may be key, where actually the local board and our West Auckland councillors can identify ways that we can support as much as we can.
Can I just go back to infrastructure? I mean, that is an Auckland Council thing, and it does require pūtea. So no doubt Auckland Council have been looking at ways of generating pūtea to be able to upgrade this. And we know that, you know, as an example, you know, it's just one little example, but it's happening all over Auckland. Papatoi North School, every time it rains, not very hard, the drains flood and it floods the main entrance. And the principal says it's only started happening in the last 5 years when at the same time as the commencement of development, infill housing around the area has put a huge pressure on infrastructure and burst out, and voila, the water happens. You know, I mean, that's all part and parcel of infrastructure. A small area like Papatoi, but wow, it can exceed, it can just blow up, and look what's happened up in your area. This isn't something that will be taken care of overnight, though, is it, Doctor? This is something that the council, have they been planning on this? For, you know, to be able to forecast this is going to take decades.
Absolutely, and we've got a history in our councils here in Auckland that actually haven't been able or not wanting to give the money in terms of supporting infrastructure. You know, there are those that complain that there's too much housing development here in West Auckland, and those who complain there's not enough housing development here in West Auckland. So you can't win either way, but we actually have to recognise what can we do to have the necessary funding to support this infrastructure. And I think Auckland Council still needs to continue to tunnel to our government to actually say, hey, give us our fair share, or what are some of the mechanics, what are some of the ways that we can grow our own funding supply, e.g. perhaps even GST. So all the GST that's spent in Auckland actually stays with Auckland Council. I mean, that's an example of where we could find ways of gathering additional funding.
Are you sure that the government won't try and take it away from you, trying to take away water? Or they are, with the Three Waters proposal. I mean, they're taking away infrastructure. I mean, that's part of it as well too, isn't it? They say councils can't take care of anything. So water is one of them.
Yeah, well, you know, what the problem with the Three Waters issue is that there's so many different councils have their own sort of water you know, focus. And so we've got some councils that do the water thing really well, and some councils that there are days where, you know, those communities aren't allowed to drink the water because the water's not well. So actually, we've got issues around our infrastructure with the water. I think it's really credible that the government said, actually, some of you councils can't actually control your own water supplies. And so I think perhaps that conversation around the three waters is really important to have, and I'm looking forward to what will that how that will eventuate.